This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
A question before we went to the break. Who are you down with here? Who are you down with? Who do you really want the Browns to take? I mean, a pretty simple question. But I, like, don't feel and haven't had the vibe that everyone's like, oh, okay, Travis Hunter. Okay, sounds good. We're good with it. Oh. Shedeur Sanders? Yeah, they need a quarterback. Okay, good. Okay, we can do that. Cam Ward? Oh, if he doesn't go first, yeah, I'd love to have him. But, like, I don't feel the energy. I don't feel the excitement. And will there be energy and excitement? Do we need Journey to get us pumped up on Thursday to make sure that we're all excited about who they pick in the draft?
I don't know, Andy. Just don't stop believing. I think the team's got a great chance.
Are we really going to go back and forth on Journey songs? Is that really what you want to do?
All right, gentlemen, can I give you a little bit of news?
No. The question is, are we going to welcome this first pick with open arms, or are we just going to go separate ways? What are we doing?
I just hope they're not all strung out.
Who's crying now? Who's crying now, man? After all these years, who's crying now? All right, any way you want it, go
ahead.
Even
though it's a Steve Perry solo.
It doesn't matter. Any way you want it, Menigan, go ahead.
I just hope they're not all strung out.
Just whatever you do.
All of you, stop.
Don't be passionate. Be faithfully about it.
Whenever a big-time band does, you know, something like a ballad like Open Arms or something, it's like, why'd you do that? Like, I Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore by REO. What were they thinking?
Jeff, it's all just one big wheel in the sky. It's not a big deal.
Take some calls.
All right, a little bit of news before you get there, gentlemen. The Cleveland Browns have just sent this out via Twitter. 2025, let's get it. So great to see Jeremiah Owusu-Koromoa back at Cross Country Mortgage Campus.
Oh, boy.
All right.
That's good. Yeah, I think that's really good news. As I said, I don't know. None of us know.
Is there video, too, or no?
Nope. Just a tweet that's what it says.
All right, good for them. All right, good. JOK, we need him back.
Well, we'll find out details.
Yeah.
He might be back visiting and having lunch. Hopefully that's not the case.
Do you know what they were serving today?
Anything they want.
You sure?
Yep.
I'm just making sure. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here, too, because I do want to find out. Who are we down with? Who do you want? Nelson's in Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Nelson.
Jeff, I agree with you, man. You know, I was doing some Googling. The last time a wide receiver was taken number two overall in the draft, you got to go back to 2003.
Charles Rogers.
The Lions, Charles Rogers, and the guy was out of the league in 3 years. Now, I'm not going to say that, you know, Travis Hunter will be out of the league in 3 years, but I'm a big, big believer in competition, and I don't doubt that he's a phenomenal athlete, but let's be honest, right? As far as the competition that he played in college, it'll be a huge step up in the pros. I'm telling you, I think we're in for a surprise. I do believe a trade will be coming. I think the Browns likely will stay, you know, in that top six, seven. I like Mason Graham. I think he has the makings of a guy that you can just plug in your lineup and he'll be there for the next, I don't know, you know, 10, 5 to 10 years. I like the kid from Penn State, but let's not forget, he is a converted linebacker, moved to the outside. So he's a little slider built. I think he has potential, but
have you watched him? Have you seen Abdul Carter? Have you watched him live in the game?
He's, No, I'm not live in the game.
Go back. Just go back and watch him. You'll be like, I don't know. These things that people might be hung up on, there might be wrong.
He looks pretty disruptive, Nelson.
He is unbelievably disruptive. Yeah, not once have I thought, oh, they moved his position. Not once.
If they took him, I wouldn't lose any sleep. I'm not saying don't take him. But to me, I think Mason makes sense. But if they go with Abdul, I'll be happy with that. I'm a little nervous.
Should settle in on Travis Hunter, though, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it looks that way. But I'm going to be nervous, man. I'm going to be really nervous.
All right. Well,
thanks, guys.
Enjoy the party. Have fun, Nelson. Thank you for calling in. We do appreciate you. Marcus is in Aurora. Hi, Marcus. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm doing good. I hope you're doing well.
You too.
The Browns need to find a pick that the fans are stone in love with. But don't journey stone in love.
I know. Right? I'm with you. Dan's just laid on the.
I took a sip of water, Marcus. I'm sorry.
You're with the program.
Listen, I like Hunter. His conditioning is off the charts. You got to really be impressed with that. But I think somebody is going to trade up to get the running back, maybe, because he's getting more and more hype.
Genty. Yep.
Ashton Genty.
Yeah, Genty. I think it's possible. And if the Browns could trade back a few picks, and if they think Hunter's going to be Justin Jefferson, maybe they should take him. But personally, I would trade back. And if I could get McMillan at 6'5" as a receiver, because I love big receivers, and you know, a lot of guys are comparing him to Mike Evans. I don't think he's that thick, though.
I don't think he's quite that big.
No, he's not as thick, yeah, but he's still – I mean, I watched him play a little bit, and he made some great catches. He's got great catch radius, as they say.
And
the other issue with Carter is maybe he might get re-injured and miss part of the season, but – there's no question that
the Browns doctor said he passed all the physical. So isn't that what?
Well, that's good.
That's what they said at the press conference. So.
Well, that's then maybe they should take him. But I'll tell you one thing that people aren't talking about. You know, he's a dual threat. Even if he's not, he's not that big. But people aren't even considering his skills as a coverage player, and he demonstrated that he can cover some people too. And I think people are overlooking that. Hmm. But I still think if they get the right call, they're going to trade back, because I think someone wants to move up to take one or Genty or one or two other players. So if the Browns could end up with a first round pick next year, I think they make the deal for sure.
All right. So I'm going to put you down. So Marcus, just real quick, trade is what you think is going to happen? Trade. Just give me one word. That's all I need.
I think a trade's going to happen.
All right, yes, Marcus, trade. All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. I'm going to start writing down what people think.
It's not Thursday yet.
Why can't I do it?
No,
it's today. I'm going to keep this sheet for the next couple days. I mean, really,
Andy, you can't find paper we gave you 5 minutes ago. How are you going to keep a paper for 3 days?
What did you give me 5 minutes ago? I missed that.
Exactly.
I can't find it. I'm looking for it.
I made Dan laugh.
Help me. Henry is in Strongsville. Hi, Henry.
Trying to be nice.
Hey, guys. Afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Hi, Henry.
Me personally, if Carter's healthy, I'm taking him all day long.
Carter, I'm just giving you his vote.
My philosophy is really simple. We keep trying to. Everyone knows the AFC goes through Mahomes in Kansas City. Two teams have given us the blueprint on how to beat them, and it's your D line's got to be better than their O line. The Eagles showed it. Tampa Bay showed it. Tampa Bay could have scored 10 points in that Super Bowl and beat them. You rush four. You drop seven, and it disrupts him, and it literally made him look pedestrian. You know, Buffalo has been trying to get a quarter. You know, they keep trying to out-duel Mahomes with Allen, and look how far that's gotten him. Carter's size, correct me if I'm wrong, Micah Parsons beefed up to his size. Is that correct?
I do believe that's correct.
And if I'm the Browns, I am building up my D-line. The 15 points will take care of itself because my defense is going to shut it down. People say, oh, that's old school 80s. But the two teams that have showed you how to beat Mahomes, I don't understand why more teams aren't following that or prescribing to that. And if you've got –
Henry, I would probably say for the Browns, it's because they can't get to the playoffs because they can't get to 20 points. I know what you're saying. Pittsburgh's
in that average, Andy.
What?
How many games did DTR play? Our quarterback play was so atrocious.
Oh, I agree. I'm not arguing with you on that. I think you're 100% right. But the last three games, and I guess you get into DTR here too, the last three games of the season, they averaged 6 points a game. Six. This is the hard part. I like Abdul Carter. And up until
I do too.
10 days ago, I would have said Abdul Carter every time.
You had been.
Everywhere. And then I just kept saying to myself. And then I was like, how can a team that can't really average even two touchdowns a game even think about drafting someone on defense?
Especially a team that hasn't added on offense very much. Keep that in mind. Not that you're going to rebuild your offense in free agency, but Andy, they still need wide receivers. They still need running backs. They still need a tight end.
I'm going to ask you this here in a second, too. The daily double. So let's just say you stay at 2-33. What's the daily double look like for you? Is it Hunter? Is it Monroe? Is that your daily double? I don't know. I'm just because there are plenty of people that really want to do that. Dave and Willoughby is one of them. Hi, Dave.
You guys aren't going to agree with me. I'll tell you that right now. But I will take Carter at two.
I can agree with that.
Now, what you won't agree with is I'll try to trade back into the first round and take Mason Graham also. And the reason is because Philly is a great example. We'll have a front four that nobody in the league will stop. There's a lot of depth this year with receivers and running backs. The rest of the draft, I would load up on receivers and running backs. But
what are you going to have left to get back up?
It's not supposed to be a great draft for wide receivers, but it is supposed to be for running backs.
Where are you drafting Mason Graham? That's my question.
You'd have to trade up to the top 10. Wouldn't you, Dave? Yeah.
Most of the mocks I'm looking at say yes.
Yes, but I'm thinking that's something that's going to – we're going to have the baddest – how is anyone going to stop Myles Garrett when you got them two? You got healthy guys coming back. I know we have to work on the offense, but Cedric Tillman I thought looked pretty good last year. He'll be back. Jerry Jeudy looked great. We can get a receiver. You guys brought up Amari Cooper earlier. I think if we had that front four and follow Philadelphia's lead, I mean, them guys didn't even have to blitz. Didn't have to blitz against the Chiefs. And I think that would be just a wrecking crew. I'm going to listen to what you guys have to say.
All right, Dave, thank you. Appreciate it. I just, again.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If they draft Abdul Carter at number two, I'd be the happiest guy on earth. I just don't see it.
I'll tell you what, Andy.
A team that can't find the end zone's got to do something on offense here with your top pick. You've got to try to find the top offensive player in the draft. How do you not?
Well, the top offensive player in the draft might be a running back.
I don't disagree with that. So maybe even if you – and you know what? If they took Genty at two, I wouldn't freak out. I'm going to tell you that.
Either.
I'm not freaking out.
See, that, though we're all thinking Hunter or Abdul Carter, maybe Mason Graham, who I don't think they'd take it to. Man, if they think Genty is going to be a big-time running back, and if they think, that's part of it. For 5 to 8 years, I don't know how you go wrong there. I mean, you need playmakers on the offense. playmaker doesn't really have a position, does it, Andy?
No.
I would think wide receiver, tight end, or running back.
Yes.
Yeah, that those are playmakers.
A.K.A. guys who cross goal line.
Bingo.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We'll continue on with this. I'm going to ask you the question. How can a team that averages 15.2 points per game, six in the last three games of the season, even think about taking someone on defense with that number two pick? We'll talk about that. Plus, we've got Ed McCaffrey and John Schumann joining us here in just a few moments. So we'll talk about all those things.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.